What measures your stature? Not how tall you are, not how big you are, not how strong you are, but who's in you. God, the Bible teaches us that God will live inside of us by His Spirit. I'm not very tall on the outside, but I'm tall on the inside.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Faith is more than just positive thinking. It's trusting God and knowing that with Him, you'll overcome any obstacle. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares what faith in God can do when facing impossible odds.
I want to give you some great Bible examples of faith men. Not too many, but just some of the favorites. So let's look at David. Now let's see, let's look at Caleb first. I'm just going to do Joshua and Caleb and David. They're just so good. Let's look at, Caleb. We'd start with Numbers 13. Caleb, he was a mighty man of faith. He set some good examples for us. Let's see. We'll start with Numbers 13. And let me see where I want to start. And first, well, we know that God sent the tribes out, the leaders out to check out the land. And it says in verse 26, they sent out two spies, you remember? And Caleb was one of the spies. And so they came back and they said, or how many spies? I don't know how many spies they sent out. They sent out a bunch of spies. And they came back and they all had a bad report. They got over there and they found some tough looking people. And it scared them. And so they came back and here's what they said in verse 26. They went and came to Moses and Aaron. Now these are the leaders. This was a person from every tribe. Caleb was from the tribe of Judah. That's Jesus' tribe. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness in Paran and Kadesh Barnea. And they brought back word to them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. They said, it is truly a great place. This is what comes out of it. Nevertheless, now that was their good part. Then they began to go sour. It's a good land. It's a great land. Look at all this stuff we're bringing back. It's just like you said, but, got to watch those buts. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the giants. We saw giants there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and all these other ites. There's a lot of ites there. The bad news, the good news is it's a great land. The bad news is it's full of ites that want to kill us. And Caleb, and he said, they went through all the ites. He says there's ites all over, essentially. Oh, we like the land, it's great, it's wonderful, but it's full of ites. You got to watch those ites. And verse 30 says, Caleb still the people. This is our faith man stepping up now. He still the people before Moses, and he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to take the land. Now here are all these unbelieving witnesses, but Caleb has a different outlook and a different viewpoint. He said, we're well able, let's do it at once, let's go for it. We be strong, hallelujah. That's what he was saying. Yeah, there's people over there. Yeah, there's big people over there. Yeah, there's all kind of people over there. Yeah, but we can do it. Now, that's how faith talks. And that's why I'm going to go through the. This is, he's a great example of a faith man. But the men that went up with him, they said, Caleb said, we're well able, let's go right now. But the rest of them said, we be not able. We're not able. We can't do it. They're giants. We're not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. What had those witnesses forgotten? They forgot who sent them over there. They forgot the God of Israel. The men said, we're not able. We're not able. We're not able. We can't go up against those people. They're stronger than we are. What was the difference? Caleb believed God. He was aware and moved by what God said. The others, they just were seeing themselves as grasshoppers in the sight of the enemy. Glory to God. But Caleb knew he wasn't a grasshopper. Joshua knew he wasn't a grasshopper. He knew who was with him. And that's where his faith was based. It says in Numbers, it says, they brought up, the rest of them, brought up a wicked report, an evil report of the land they had searched, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. If they believed if they went in there, they'd get eaten up. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They're giants over there. Now, all the people, I doubt if all the people were giants, but here they're stretching it. They said all the people were giants. But even if they were all giants, what does that matter? Who? What measures your stature? Not how tall you are, not how big you are, not how strong you are, but who's in you? God, the Bible teaches us that God will live inside of us by His Spirit. I'm not very tall on the outside, but I'm tall on the inside. Because you just see me, but I'm not all there is to this. Your enemies might just see you, but you're not all there is to you. Glory to God. Your God. Your God lives in you. His Spirit's in you. Woo! Glory to God. God in one man's a majority over anything else. And we have a whole Bible full of that. So Joshua and Caleb, they understood that. And they said, they brought an evil, the others brought an evil report. And it said that they, it's a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Well, what about what God said? They just forgot what God said. They forgot why they went over there. Why did they go over there? Because the Lord said, that's where you belong. That's where God told them to go. And so they sent out spies to go check it out. They forgot that. Where did God tell you to go? That's the key thing. And there we saw giants. We saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which were come of the giants. And we were, here's the truth that they told right here. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Now there's truth to that. If you see yourself as a grasshopper, that's the way other people are going to see you. But when you begin to see yourself as a believer with the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and you begin to know this, this was very important to me and to Ken. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. That's why we're giants. That's why we're all giants, because the greater one lives in us. We're born of God. That old man wasn't a giant. He was pitiful. But now we're born over again in the image of God. We're born of God. Hallelujah. Born of God. We are no longer grasshoppers. We're not even normal people. We're supernatural people.
Glory to God.
The Spirit of God comes to dwell in us. And it says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they said, we saw giants and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. And we're like, so they were like grasshoppers in the giant's sight as well. Now Caleb, here's my man right here. Joshua and Caleb in verse 6, it says, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched out the land, rent their clothes. There were two among them that were faith people. And these people begin to say, you know, we're going to die. And they begin to murmur against Moses. Why didn't you just leave us in the desert? We could have died in the desert. Boy, they jumped on the unbelief bandwagon, didn't they? But Moses and Aaron fell on their face before all the assembly, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, they were of those that searched out the land. They rent their clothes, and they spake to the children, to the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us. Amen. He told them to go search it out. They knew that He would give it to them. But all the others lost sight of it when they saw the giants. But not these two guys. They said, if the Lord delights in us. See, they're looking at the Lord. They're not looking at themselves as grasshoppers. They're not looking at their own power and strength to bring them out of it. They're looking to the Lord. They said, if the Lord delight in us, He will bring us into the land and give it to us. Glory to God. We need to release our faith, don't we? And say words about the Lord delighting in us. He'll give it to us, a land which flowed with milk and honey. And then they said, only rebel not against the Lord. Whatever you do, don't rebel against the word of the Lord. He said He'd give it to us. Don't rebel against the word of the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. Don't rebel and don't fear. Boy, that's two good words right there. Don't rebel against what God says and don't fear what the devil says. That is good, good information. They are bread for us. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, and their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Now that settles the issue for these faith men. It settles the issue for you and me. The Lord is with us. Recession is coming. Depression is coming. Goofy people are coming. What happens? The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. The Lord has dealt with crazy people ever since the Garden of Eden. He knows how to deal with them. He knows what to do in order to bless His people. God always has a way. I don't care what it is in the natural, it's not a problem. It is not a problem for God. If it's not a problem for God, it's not a problem for me. Because I serve Him and He blesses me, hallelujah. He takes care of me, glory to God. And so, you know, we just don't get disturbed about things that are happening in the world, but we do get excited about the Word of God. We get excited because God is with us. God is in us. We'll not rebel against the Lord. The people of the land, they said, are bread for us. We'll eat them up. They won't eat us up. That's what they said. And their defense is departed from them. They don't have any defense, they say, against the Word of God or against God's will. The Lord is with us. That's what Joshua and Caleb said. The Lord is with us. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Them who? Them anybody that's giving you problems. Anybody. Fear any of the wicked. Fear not the wicked. Don't fear natural things. The Lord is with us in Jesus' name. The Lord who speaks to storms and tells them to desist. That's what you should do also. Speak to those storms in the name of the Lord. The storms still recognize the name. Hallelujah. They still bow their knee at the name. Glory to God. Situation, still bow their knee at the name. Hallelujah. Depression, recession, lack, whatever the threat is, it still bows its knee at the name of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is with us, Joshua and Caleb said. Fear them not. Now that's where we stand. The Lord is with us, and we do not fear. Here's the spirit of faith I wanted you to see in Caleb. He said, we are well able. Now, he saw the same thing the other spies saw, but he knew God. He knew the Word. He believed God. He had faith in God. And he knew that God said go, and he knew that God would be with them. And so he, in his spirit and mind, he said, we're able. We can do this. It's not like we're going in by ourselves here. Glory to God. And God remembered that. And Joshua was faithful. And God remembered that. Think about it. And so they got to go in. They became victorious. Hallelujah. When times get tough, what do you say? We trust God. He's well able, and we're well able to follow him through it. Glory to God. Amen. Bless the Lord. So that is a great, Caleb is a great man of faith. He is one you can, you know, just that fact that he says, it's not that, he didn't say, I think we can do this. No, he said, we can do this. We are well able to take the land because God is with us. Hallelujah. We are well able to survive whatever's going on in our generation because God is with us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We are victors. We are victorious. So let's see. Now, where do we want to go? Let's look at another great example is David. Oh, David was such a warrior. I mean, he was so, even at a young age, he knew God and he knew the power of God. He had the Philistine army ahead of him, in front of him. They're giants. They're big. They're great. He's young. His army's scared back here. And then there's David. And then there's the giant. And all arrayed, his host arrayed against him. But he knew his God. And he was strong. And he did exploits. The Bible says, those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. That means you and me. We can do exploits. Glory to God. If we'll do it. But David didn't let fear take him over. In the natural, fear would take you over. If you'd have been a fearful person, you never would have gone out there to fight the giant. But we're not fearful people. God has not given us a spirit of fear. The Bible says that. But of power, of love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just see it. Can't you just see it? Here's the little guy. Here's the great big giant. Here's the big army. Here's all the army over here hiding. David. Doesn't have a spear. Didn't want to wear armor. Got a slingshot and rocks. Glory to God. That's not all he's got. That's just all you can see. He's got God behind him. God is backing him up. The Spirit of God. The angels of God. The angels were there. You just couldn't see them. The angels of God. He's got the host of God behind him. But the giants couldn't see that. They could just see David. And David and the Lord's power, that's all that was needed. There was just kind of an atomic blast behind that stone, I think. Because, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a hard rock to go through a giant skull. His skull's probably thicker than normal skulls. But it had the power of God behind it. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're like David. We might have problems, but we've got God. Yeah. We've got the answer. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Does that turn you on? Yeah. I want to be like Caleb and be a faith man. I want to be like David and say, right in the face of problems and trouble and anything else that's trying to come against us, you're not coming here in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you, lack, in Jesus' name. You get out of my life and you stay out of my life. I have a covenant with God. You know why David could do that? He was a covenant boy. And today he's acting like a covenant man. Glory to God. He had a covenant with God and he knew God and he knew that. That's how he killed the lion and the bear. He knew that the strength of God was upon him. The strength of God is upon us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now, if you're here and you've never been born again, you're not quite in this position yet. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then you need to be filled with the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit inside you guides and directs you and tells you what to do when you come up against the giants. And there's not anything that Satan can do to defeat you if you're a faith person and you walk in the Word and you do what he says. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We have the angels. We have the Word. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's not just a Bible story. That's the truth right there. It happened. It's not just a possibility with you and me. It's what the Bible says about us. Glory to God.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And the second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do his thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and you're, it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something.
We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as he is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. Call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
I love the sound of victory. That's why you watch this broadcast. That's why you tune in to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Praise God. And all day today, you've been hearing about victory. You've been hearing about men like Caleb and Joshua, who in the face of a bad report chose to believe that God was with them. And because of that, they didn't believe the bad report. Now, I know you've maybe dealing with situations and I realize there's problems, but even more than that, I know that your God is with you. And on the inside of you, you have the power to overcome. You have all the answers to any questions that you might have. But listen to me, that begins with making Jesus the Lord of your life. There is no victory outside of knowing Jesus as your Savior. So what I want to do right now is I want to give you the opportunity to just to pray with me. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never experienced the saving grace of God, then do this right now. Stop what you're doing. Don't wait a moment longer and pray this after me. Say, "Oh God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, make me new, and make me clean. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe He died for me. I believe He went to hell for me. And I believe He rose again for me. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen." Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then victory belongs to you. Victory is inside of you. The love of God is inside of you. All the answers are inside of you. Listen to this. Perfection is inside you because Jesus lives there now, and the Holy Ghost has shed abroad in your heart the very love of God. And if you prayed that for the first time, then do what it takes to contact this ministry, because my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, want to send to you a free package, absolutely free, just a few books, 5 books, a brochure, just very light reading, just to help you get started reading the Word of God. Get started in your prayer life. There are things you need to know, and we want to make them available to you. You need to make reading your Bible a part of every single day. There's answers there, and you'll see them and you'll know them. Praise God. Thanks for joining us in this broadcast. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you 5 free books. For faster processing, order your salvation package online at kcm.org. Take hold of God's promises and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010, in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Why was Satan in a position to be so bold before God? How could he go and come like he can't do it now? How come he could then? He had Adam's authority. Adam gave it to him.